Are you old enough to remember life before electronic navigation? Do you remember opening the glove compartment on your car and pulling out a beautifully folded state map to navigate a long road trip? Or maybe you even remember the AAA triptych. At least that's what I think it was called. If you don't, let me explain. You could call the AAA office and tell them your starting and ending point, and they would put together this binded map with a highlighted route. And if I remember correctly, they would even include some brochures with interesting stops along the way. I loved these triptychs and remember poring over them before a long road trip, imagining all the excitement along the way. I don't know if triptychs still exist since the technology has changed so much. Now that we live in this very technological world and the onset of Google Maps, I do have to confess that I miss the folded maps in the glove box where you can see an overview of your adventure and all the small towns that you will pass through. I miss the AAA triptychs. It seems to me, and maybe it's just because I grew up in a paper map era, when you use Google navigation, you only see the broad overview, but when you press the direction button, you only see what's in front of you. You don't get to see all the stops along the way and the side adventures that you could have. If you've been listening to this podcast since the beginning, you might remember that I talked about the work from home roadmap. We have spent the last several episodes at the first stop, find your uniqueness. Today, we're going to our second stop, which is follow the straight and narrow path. Let's go. Welcome to the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. I'm Amy Arthur, your host and certified Christian life coach. If you're a busy mom wanting to earn money while focusing on your family, you are in the right place. We will discuss ways to make money from home without feeling overwhelmed. No unrealistic get-rich-quick schemes here. Instead, we will focus on the slow and steady to win the race, all while remembering our top priorities, faith and family. Join our Facebook community at Christian Work From Home Mom. The link is in the show notes. Let's get started on this empowering journey. Let's talk about this roadmap. First of all, I love alliteration, as I've told you before. There are four stops on this roadmap. Each stop begins with the letter F, so it's easy for you to remember. Again, the four steps are find your uniqueness, which involves your skills, strengths, passions, and personality. Number two is follow the straight and narrow path, which is where we are today. Number three is foster financial freedom. And number four is focus on your family and faith. So the first stop, which we have talked about over the last six episodes, is your uniqueness. It was our starting point to find your skills, your strengths, your passion, and your personality. By taking the first step of discovering your uniqueness, you can pursue the right work from home opportunities and then actually thrive at it. This uniqueness step is an essential first step. Don't be like me and start taking any work that you can get. My journey has been a windy one and also an uphill battle, going from one online venture to the next, but never having the confidence to follow through and do what I was really passionate about. I spent money on courses that didn't turn into income. I floundered for 4 years and spent the last of those 4 years doing something that I didn't enjoy, although earning a decent part-time income. I felt unfulfilled at the end of each day. And what was that? I had started my own cleaning business and senior care business because, you see, my husband had retired and we needed some income, but I wasn't making any money online, so I decided to become a service Sarah. Now, don't get me wrong, I enjoyed meeting the people that I cleaned for, and I also started a senior care business, which I really enjoyed, and will probably continue to do that as a ministry throughout the rest of my life. Or as long as I can, until I need the care myself. But you see, I wasn't using my skills and my strengths and my passion or even my personality. Finally, after working with a coach, I found out that what I really enjoy doing is coaching women and helping them to find the right career for themselves while still focusing on their faith and family. So today we are going to dive into the second step, which is to follow the straight and narrow path. Once you have identified your uniqueness, it's time to research work-from-home opportunities that you can pursue. And once you find something that you think you would really enjoy, you're going to follow that straight and narrow path. You're going to choose one job and pursue it for at least 90 days. And probably that's not long enough, but if you choose something you really don't like, I don't want you to stick with it. But 90 days is probably long enough to figure out whether it's something that you think you can do for a long time. At this point of your journey, it is easy to get distracted by the shiny object syndrome and also to get overwhelmed by the thousands of work-from-home opportunities and to get sucked into the get-rich-quick schemes. These opportunities are usually accompanied by a high price tag to learn how to do them. However, you aren't going to get off your road. You're going to stay focused on the narrow path set before you, pursuing one opportunity, see it through for at least 90 days. It's going to be hard, it's going to be uphill, and you're going to question your decision. But I beg you to stick with one thing. So now, if you've listened to the past episodes, you have your sweet spot of where your strengths, your skills, your personalities, and your passion collide, and it's time to embark on this journey ahead. The work-from-home landscape is vast, and at this point, it's going to be easy to get overwhelmed by all the opportunities. But fear not, I'm here to guide you through this crucial second step on our roadmap. As a Christian, no doubt that you've read the story in Matthew 7:13-14 about the narrow way. The verses say, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and few there be that find it." Now I know that our work from home journey is not our salvation, but it's often been said the way you do one thing in life is the way that you do everything in life. Following the straight and narrow might sound straightforward, but in reality it's challenging. Picture this, you're standing at a crossroads surrounded by signposts pointing in different directions, each promising success and riches. It's tempting to explore every avenue, but remember, the narrow path is where true triumph lies. Let's talk about commitment. In a world full of distractions and enticing offers, your commitment to choose one work-from-home opportunity and sticking with it for at least 90 days is your secret weapon. Yes, you heard me. That's right. 90 days. It is a commitment that goes beyond the initial excitement, pushing through the challenges, and staying focused, even when doubt tries to creep in. I want to emphasize the importance of resisting the shiny object syndrome. You might be encountered with dazzling opportunities that promise quick success, but often these are distractions that lead you away from your chosen path. Don't let the glitter divert you. Instead, let me remind you of your commitment to the narrow route. Let's also address the uphill climb. The narrow path is not always an easy stroll. It's an uphill journey filled with challenges and uncertainties. You might question your decisions, encounter setbacks, and face moments of frustration. But remember, the narrow path is where resistance is built and triumph is earned. I encourage you to stay focused on your chosen work-from-home opportunity. Resist the urge to switch paths prematurely, and don't let temporary challenges deter you. This is your chance to prove to yourself that you have what it takes to overcome obstacles and emerge victorious on the other side. And here's a pro tip. I recommend that you document your journey. Journal your experiences, challenges, and victories. It's not just about the destination, but it's about growing and learning along the way. You'll look back at this time as a pivotal moment in your work from home journey. As we wrap up today's episode, remember that the straight and narrow path is your route to success. It's not about the quantity of opportunities you explore. It's about the quality of your commitment to one path. I want you to stay focused, stay determined, and keep pushing forward. You have got this. And you don't have to do it alone. As a certified Christian life coach, I can help you choose the right path for you and also keep you accountable on your journey and help you make decisions as you go along the way. You can go ahead and visit my website, amyjarthur.com, and schedule a free discovery call. If you're not ready for that, you can always take my quiz. Thank you for joining me on this episode. Stay tuned for the next stop. It's actually going to be a pit stop on our roadmap. We are going to talk about a quick cash injection. How will you fund your work from home dreams while you build it? Until next time. Stay inspired, stay focused, and keep pursuing your dreams. Continue navigating the narrow path to work from home triumph. You are on the right track. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. If you found value and you are ready to take the next step, I invite you to take the free Work From Home Personality Quiz. The link is in the show notes. As a certified Christian life coach, my goal is to offer personalized guidance on your journey. Remember, your faith and family matter, and I'm here to support you every step of the way. Thank you for listening, and until next time, remember Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. See you next time.